Laugh Factory Network.
Wow, what a count in. Welcome to New Player Has Entered the Game. My name is Dane Arden.
I'm Samantha Berkman.
Wait a minute, who am I going to be then? There's only three of them. I'm not going to be Mike Crowley.
You better be Mike Crowley.
I'm James Fisher. I'm not Mike. I will never be Mike Crowley.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. And with us today, we have...
Chels Harvey.
Nice. You get to be nice. You, too. I wanted to be Dane.
I wanted to be Sam.
And you accomplished your dreams.
Thank you so much.
No, I'm fine being me.
I feel like you're not. I think that was a big lightning.
Oh.
We're playing Big Lightning today on the podcast. It's a new game by Comcast. It's got the main character is a big screen.
I think I remember seeing that at E3.
Okay, so
I reviewed it once on XPlay.
Bye.
Bye.
Au revoir.
James is done. All right.
Oh, he's shutting the door to be professional. Now this feels secretive and good.
What are we going to talk about?
I'm going to talk shit now.
Hell yeah. Who's got crystals?
Thank you for being here with us. If you've listened to the podcast before.
No one has.
Not true.
We're going to have to start being more confident about this.
I listened to it.
Brandon Kirkman and I are huge fans.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. I only make decisions with Brandon Kirkman.
So you've listened to it. We just talk about not only video games and video game culture, but just how video games affected us growing up and just hang out. Like, it's just kind of a hangout feel.
I think we are the only podcast that explains what we do beforehand. That's
pretty incredible, to be honest.
Nobody does that. We're going to start talking to people like, no, so wait, what is this? Like, no.
I was just thinking about that the other day. I was like, we should probably just tell them that we're also going to intro them in the beginning. Because every time we've ever done that, it's always like,
no.
Huh?
I
felt so at ease.
Good.
Don't even worry.
Good.
I was like, this is perfect. I don't have to speak yet.
That might have been the most solid intro.
Yeah, and I did it. Anyway. So kudos to me.
I did.
No, I
was solid. You interrupted me, and I was a gentleman, and I just shut up.
That's what a man is supposed to do. You shut up.
You shut up, and you listen to anime. And you watch it. I don't know. I just listen to the sound.
No animation for me, please. Just sound anime. Man, it sounds like that food looks really cool.
Food and cartoons.
It looks.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yes,
food
absolutely.
Cartoons. I still want Krabby Patty.
Oh, Krabby Patty? I even want the Nasty Patty.
You want the Nasty Patty?
Oh, shame me.
Yes, I'll shame you. It looks like somebody wiped their butt with it.
That's what I like.
Can I have a booty sandwich? No.
It looks like that ketchup in like the 90s that was like all different colors.
Oh, yes, the purple.
That's what it looks like.
That ketchup would fuck with my mind, though. When it was purple, I was just like, no. This isn't the way it was supposed to be.
It made me throw up. I couldn't do it. Like, something in the food died.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Seeing purple instead of seeing red would mess with me every
time. Yeah. Why doesn't this taste purple?
Is this some bullshit? It should taste like grape, because it's purple. Okay, did I lose them there?
You lost every...
adjusting my mic.
That's
episode.
A good move. You do good with that.
So, still talking about, even though it ended, still talking about like stuff from E3.
Oh, get over it!
All right, this is a video game podcast. Let's just talk about it.
Still explaining what E3...
I'm feeling down.
Let's start by asking our guest, do you know what E3 is?
Oh, no, I do actually know what E3 is.
You know more than I do.
You're ahead of Samantha Berkman.
Oh,
Sam. I'm trying to replace you every day.
Come on in.
Yeah,
every guest we have is a new audition for my role here.
I don't think I'm going to make it because I cannot belch on the spot.
Well, you'll learn. I'll teach you.
That is a plus, ma'am.
Also, yeah, that's true.
We can't lose the belch. Whole thing.
So when did you learn what E3 was? Not last week?
Not last. Is that
That's
when you
cool.
learned? Oh, awesome.
Maybe.
No, I was really into G4, the channel.
Ugh, E3, G4. Get some more. What is this,
exactly.
Bingo?
Is this letters and numbers?
Oh my god. No, but I love that channel, and I used to watch X Play all the time because they were so mean. And
I watched X Play.
Did you?
Yes, with the pretty lady.
The pretty lady. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's she why was great. I watched.
She was. Yeah. She's
nobody little... remembers the dude that bald.
Adam, yeah. Adam, who gives a shit?
Adam something. His name was Adam.
Adam Levine. Adam from Maroon 5 fame.
It was Adam Levine, and he reviewed video games, and it's little falsetto every once in a while. And it was incredible. I don't know. It was like a lot of my childhood.
But no one really remembered him because the lady had boobs.
The lady had huge.
Wait, which one is the lady?
Morgan Webb. Olivia Munn was on
the cooking show.
The show with the guy with the lisp.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you remember?
Lisp Chef.
No. I made Mike Tyson. Today we gonna cook cakes.
Spatula.
First, what you
gotta spaghetti.
Get, you gotta get the eggs, put them in the bowl.
Oh, eggs is good. Eggs.
I
have eczema. Okay. Cooking with eczema.
This is what happens when I give in to them.
It's good.
This is the fastest we've gotten into impressions on the show, so I'm already proud of this episode.
I don't know. A lot of intros have Ira Glass heavily featured. I feel like this is the slowest it's been.
Let's try to stay on top.
No, thank you. So X-Floor.
X-Play.
X-Play. Well, and the funny thing is I would watch that, and then I would play Neopets.
Yes. Great game.
Yeah, I loved Neopets because it was like you could win so much money by doing so little.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you just went to a place that had like omelets, you could get 5 cents every day. It was crazy. Or five equivalent Neopoint cents. Whatever those
I don't
were.
Know what the exchange rate is.
Yeah.
I forget.
Yeah, it's changed a lot. The economy's different now.
Oh,
but,
way different.
Yeah, I used to watch that all the time. And
how
I do.
Dead my Neopet is right now.
Super alive.
No, they're still alive.
They're still alive.
They're just really sad.
I just like cannot find the email address that I used to create. I mean, obviously, I was like 12 and I created my account so that I would be 17. So do not know what my birthday is to get into the account.
Damn.
Do not remember my email address. Just have to quietly watch my Neopet die.
In your mind. Like, just imagining it dying.
Yeah, I don't even go back to the website. I just think about it every once in a while.
I think mine was SammyRules@AOL.com, but with three M's. So.
Mine was Great Chels.
Aw.
Isn't that cute?
That's you and I are both in the same vein. Great Chels, Sammy Rules.
Yeah.
I just swiped my nose, but it was an itch.
And then you high-fived me.
It was an itch.
Oh, God. I was too caught up in the coolness.
This is why she sits over there.
That's why you sit by the guest. So you wipe your nose and then touch me.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm so
but
sorry.
But within mic throwing distance.
Yeah, with the yes. Course.
That's okay. The irony is that I'm sick, so you'll probably get ill from me.
That seems like a scam.
And I'm running it, baby.
All right, so,
that's a good sound for the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. At E3, they talked about Kingdom Hearts 3.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. What did you think of the... No, it's not a maybe, okay? It's not a maybe. When they have this much gameplay...
Yeah? Okay.
I'm going to wait.
Okay. I'm just waiting for that Kingdom Hearts 2.95, baby.
You know what? I'm open to being wrong because I've been wrong about a lot. I thought, like.
I feel like maybe you're not open to being
Here's
wrong.
Here's my thing.
I am open
all right,
to
this
wrong.
Is where Mike puts in all the parts where he gets mad about.
I
so you
get
told
mad.
He's wrong.
Yes. Get mad because I think I'm right, but when I end up being wrong, I'm like, oh, okay.
That's so fun.
That's fair.
Well, here's my thing. You were telling me before that you are new to Kingdom Hearts, right? Like, you're kind of a new fan of the game.
Yeah, because when I was younger...
I'm not trying to shame you.
No.
Oh, it is encouraged,
because when I was younger and other people were playing it, I was like, this is dumb. This is real people with Disney characters.
Yes,
and
I agree.
I didn't play it for the longest time because of that. But then, after I played it, like, after the first hour of playing it, you forget that they're Disney characters.
Yeah.
And they just become, like, part of that world. And then I was like, this game is amazing.
Yeah.
So I first played Kingdom Hearts, myself, all the way through 2014.
So here's my thing with that, is that you haven't experienced the decades of loss of just waiting for this game to come out. So you're like, you're still optimistic, and that's great. Like, I love that about you. Like, you are just excited and happy.
But I've done that with other games, though. They just came out with a trailer for, we talked about it, for Beyond Good and Evil,
mm-hmm. right.
which was a very good game, and that was another one people were waiting for years. Mega Man.
Have you seen the scale of what Beyond Good and Evil is supposed to be?
No.
Like, they showed, like, a little bit of gameplay, and it's, like, massive. Yeah. Absolutely massive.
And it should be after making people wait 10 years.
Yeah.
It should be teeny tiny. Yeah.
And they did the same thing with the Mega Man series with a bunch of games. Like, Mega Man is one of my favorite series, and they've done it with Mega Man Legends 3 was supposed to be released. They had gameplay footage 1 year, and then the next year, they were just like, it's canceled. So that's what I'm saying. As long as they keep showing footage, like, usually they have something in the works. So they should keep showing footage. I keep representing it in some way. Like, Mega Man X is my favorite series, and they stopped it a while back. But now that those characters are going to be in Marvel versus Capcom, it kind of gets me hopeful.
Stirring
for them
the pot.
Yes,
getting it hot.
It gets me hopeful for them doing another game since they're still using those characters.
Right.
So that's why I'm hopeful.
Did
for
they?
This,
so I didn't actually watch the premiere at E3. Did they show gameplay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there
was a lot of gameplay.
What did they do every time they talked about it before? Did they just release, like, an article? I just feel like this has been discussed for years.
Before they would, for the past 3 years, they've been showing clips from the scenes in the game. From the scenes and trailers. And then last year is the first time they had, like, gameplay, but it was, like, the Japanese version.
Oh.
And this year is the first time they had, like, more gameplay in English version.
I thought I saw
a trailer.
Why
are the versions different?
The versions?
Yes.
Just some games, like, localization stuff, some games come out over there, and the content, like, they don't want it to...
has to do with cultural stuff, right?
Yeah, they're Disney characters, so they don't want... Like, kids are going to play it, and some of the content that is okay
in Japan...
I
see.
It's not okay. So, like,
gotcha.
Like,
no
same.
Duck titties. Boo!
How the duck had duck titties? Have you ever seen
that? No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I do not get this reference. I thought it was so insane
that I just laughed.
Oh, okay. I'm going to pull up a picture.
I looked at Sam like...
This is...
Like, where were we with duck titties?
Okay, did I miss this part in duck titties?
So that was a movie. So in Guardians of the Galaxy... Have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes.
At the end of Guardians of the Galaxy, there's a duck going, why are you letting him lick you?
Like, ew, that. What? No, there's not.
Yes, at the very... It's Howard the Duck. Yeah. At the end, after the credit scene, a dog is licking this man, and a talking duck goes, why are you letting him lick you like that?
Okay, yeah, definitely give context before you say that quote, because that sounded fucked up.
I still think it's pretty fucked up, to be honest.
So that's Howard the Duck, and Howard the Duck is, believe it or not, a Marvel character, kind of similar to Donald Duck, and he practices quack fu. And he traveled from the duck verse to the main Marvel universe, and he, like, helps them fight and stuff. And he's a Marvel character.
Okay, show
and they
me.
Made a movie in the 80s, and it was...
Dana's, like, losing patience.
I don't know where this is going.
Your face is just...
I want to see. Does he have, like, the scrunched up little face and the long beak?
Not a long beak. I'm going to show you a picture of these ducks.
You're describing a nightmare. So, I don't know.
So, here is a picture of Howard the Duck. They made a movie in the 80s. I loved it when I was a kid, but like a lot of movies I loved when I was a kid, it was bad. But I loved it. So, here's Howard the Duck.
What?
So, that's Howard the Duck.
That is
He's playing guitar.
My eyes are so
it's
bad.
It's a little person in a duck suit.
I love this.
This is Marvel.
All right, I can see the sense of death.
But everyone else, wait, hold on.
At the beginning.
Need to understand some world building. Everyone else in it is real? Is just a person?
Yeah, because he's in the duck world at the beginning of the movie.
Oh, but
then he goes to the real world.
Oh my God, that's incredible. So it becomes live action, and the only difference is between him and the others is that he has a duck hat head on?
No, it's live action the whole time, even in the duck world.
Oh, even in the duck world, but everyone else is a duck?
And that's why I was getting the duck titties. In the first scene, he's just sitting in his couch.
Yes.
And then, like, a beam... like takes him from his world and he flies through the wall and this duck is taking a bath and there's duck titties.
Oh my fucking God. That's horrifying.
I hate it.
Wow, I hated that.
I think
if you
want to
see the picture, I'm going to post it on Sam's wall after this episode.
I think those are the first tits I ever saw.
Oh, that explains everything.
That explains your fondness for duck titties.
Everything.
Duck
titties. And for like anime.
There are no duck titties in anime.
Yeah, but there are.
You're the one who looked up Donkey Kong porn last time.
And before then.
Yeah, exactly.
That's incredible.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, Howard the Duck, if you haven't watched it, watch it. It's a cult classic now. I can't say it's good, but I still love the movie for what it is. CGI effects and like claymation to like simulate 3D effects. I liked it.
Ew.
So, in your review of what is it? What's the name of it?
Howard the Duck.
Harold the Duck. What would you give it, like a 4 duck titties out of 5?
I would give it 3.5 duck titties.
Oh my god.
Out of 5.
3 side duck titties.
3.5. Only, no, not 3.5.
I've completely lost where this connected to our podcast.
She said duck titties, and that made me think of Howard the Duck. She said duck titties.
Where was your connection?
Pin this on me.
You did, though. What? Play it back, Mike. Oh, I,
hold on. Let me get there.
I
Why did I say
up against the wall
duck
explaining.
Titties? We were talking about Kingdom Hearts, Donald Duck, duck titties. Japanese version versus American version. You can't show duck titties to kids.
So that makes sense, but I showed you legitimate duck titties. All right, and
everybody,
I don't make sense.
Everybody applaud. We did it. We brought it back around. We got
was,
it.
That was
she just said duck titties out of the blue,
oh,
and I happen
like
to have an example.
Watching a ballet. Of course you happen to have an example. All right, good. Horse penis.
I retract my confusing look that I had when you said duck titties.
I retract my horse penis.
Horse penis. And then James goes into a horse penis superpower thing.
Now, there was this Marvel.
You going to talk to us about Equus? Incredible play.
Mr. Hands, the anime.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Alright, so Kingdom Hearts. Didn't they have a trailer for Kingdom Hearts 3 at the 2015 E3?
Yeah, they've had some for the past 2 or 3 years.
I think it's not gonna happen.
I think it is just because they
not
keep
this year anyway. What's the release date?
They had gameplay. They had a lot of gameplay.
What's the release year?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
Let's look it up.
I'm gonna guess
2020. Realistically, not necessarily what they're gonna say.
People need that for.
But I think as long as they keep,
they'll need that good vision.
As long as they keep giving you stuff, as long as they keep giving you stuff every year, I think it's a good chance the game's gonna be released. It's bad when like after 10 years they come out with one trailer and then the next year you see nothing. That's bad. Because that's what they did with
I was gonna say, please provide an example.
PT, the playable trailer for Silent Hill.
Well, there was some shit that happened.
I know there's stuff that happened, but what I'm saying is it went so long without any, and then they finally released PT, and then after that, nothing, and then you find out all the background stuff and how, like, oh, no, the game just canceled. And it's just like, that's bad when they show you Mega Man Legends 3. Release one gameplay trailer, and then a year later, nothing. And then they didn't tell us anything about it.
You didn't get like a personal call from the president?
No, not at all.
That's a shame.
And he's black, so he owed me that.
I get a call from every white woman every morning. It is exhausting.
Oh boy.
So many,
voicemails. Ugh, so many Karens. Mm. There are like 4 Karens.
Kingdom Hearts release date. Kingdom Hearts 3 release date is
December 2013. No. It already happened. You guys have goofed.
I'm holding a phone at you. It's
I've upgraded to throwing phones here on the podcast.
Sam.
Okay. It's supposed to be released. Concepts began early 2016. So I see. Early 2006.
Yeah.
So I see why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Vindicated.
It's been over a decade.
Vindicated. I am selfish.
You know
the game wasn't officially confirmed.
That song is that I bought the Spider-Man 2 soundtrack for exclusively.
I thought I saw a trailer in 2015.
It was the only thing it was on.
I'm glad you said that in a recording.
I know.
Like it's under
forever.
It's
a good shot for only anyone listening to my voice at this time.
It says release date confirmed. Let me see. Because you can pre-order it right now.
You can also pre-ejaculate right now.
You can pre-ejaculate right now.
Well, usually if they have a game for pre-order, like, that's a big hit to a company if they have a game for pre-order and then they don't put it. Like, who made Batman?
But that's happened?
Yes.
It's happened,
and it's happened with, like, games. People buying games, them not being good, and people getting refunds. Like, what's the Batman Arkham?
Lego Batman.
No, Batman Arkham Knight on computer was horrible.
People got refunds for that?
Everybody took it off Steam.
Oh my
god. They took it off Steam because it was so bad. The frame rate was bad. The game itself is good on systems, but on computer that port was just bad.
Damn.
And they took it off Steam. It was so bad.
Damn.
Until they fixed everything. And it's like that's a big hit for a game company.
They had to
not only give out
let off some steam.
That's bad PR. I ignored that
I agree.
I ignored that one as much as possible.
Sam, did you play any Kingdom Hearts games?
Okay.
I watched my brother Dan play.
Oh.
And then it was just very confusing. It was super dark. I remember like a lot of blues and
dark
blacks.
Yes.
And then
it's
like
hard to see.
I didn't get the point? What is the point? Who are you?
Okay. So
there's so much plot.
So
that's insane.
The main point is you're a guy on an island named Sora, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Who's voiced by Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, you've lost me.
Yeah, all the at some point talk about all the voice actors because they're incredible.
Name them.
Haley Joel
Osment is the
Disney
main
people.
One. The guy from
and
Six,
Ren
from
that TV show on Disney Channel. Does anyone remember what the?
Oh,
Even Stevens. Ren is one of the characters as well.
Oh, I liked her. Yeah. What does she voice? Daffy Duck.
Get out of here.
All right, bye.
So it's about a little kid on an island with his friends, and then he finds a door, and he goes through that door, and he goes to this universe where Disney characters are like knights and mages, and Mickey is the king, but they don't know where he is.
So he is like aware that they're Disney characters.
No.
What?
No.
But you
they're
as
just,
an it's dramatic irony. You as an audience member love it.
Oh.
Yeah. You're
it's
10.
Meant for you.
You're like, wow, this is crazy.
Huh. But he is just seeing all these
he's
ghouls
like,
and goblins.
Weird shapes, yeah. He's like,
he does, and
people?
He doesn't question why is this the talking duck. He's just like, and you go through other, like you go through Disney movies,
yeah.
And it like recreates the plot of them. So you go through Tarzan and the same stuff happens, kind of, sort it's of. Like, you go through Lion King, in the second one you go through Lion King.
I wish that the Lion King section is just Lion King on Super Nintendo and you have to
fucking beat it. Animal to animal.
the worst section in both games is probably the Little Mermaid section.
I was going to say Little Mermaid.
I like the one in the first one, but it is the worst. It's the worst section in the first game. But I didn't mind it as much. I saw gameplay for the one and the two, and it's just a quick time event. It's just you, like, it's like for rapper to rapper, pressing buttons.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And I was like, you're supposed to be able to go to these worlds and explore them and
walk
around.
No, but in the Little Mermaid one, you're basically trapped in a room where you're just doing dance routines.
Yes.
That sounds like
it's kind
a
of
a really fun childhood.
What was the Halloween Town like? Because I hear that one's like a favorite for a lot
I liked
of people.
That one.
Yeah. That's a good one. It's atmosphere. You feel like you're
this game sounds awesome.
It is.
Yeah, I don't know why you're shit talking it.
Because I saw 2 seconds of it and I was like, stupid.
Yeah, and you
why
made,
are they cartoons?
You made a reasonable decision that it was awful after 2 seconds.
Maybe I'm not a great decision maker or opinion former.
Because
I played.
I'm not gonna bring up the elephant in the room.
I played all through Beavis and Butthead on Super Nintendo and formed an opinion that it was great.
She loved it, and then I was like, no, the game has bad reviews historically.
They made me look it up and then read them on the podcast. Like,
that's
publicly
incredible.
Shamed me.
She looked it up. She's
well,
like,
yeah,
wow, I am so wrong.
My opinion was wrong.
Oh, that's good.
You can feel something and it can be wrong.
Yes, you can.
So that was one of our better episodes.
Sure.
Just
we still need to. We're gonna play that one episode. We're gonna have
what
a bad game episode.
Beavis and Butthead. We should do that for the video game tournament that's coming July 25th. Here.
Oh
at
my
Live
god,
Factory.
So excited! Hey, early plug.
Hey, nice little early plug. Okay.
Not gonna wait till. Okay, we have video game.
We'll do
time.
It. Yeah.
We got a video game.
Okay. So.
Good plug.
Yeah. What was your favorite like stage in Kingdom Hearts?
Oh. Okay, so I really liked anything that gave you really long cutscenes.
Ooh, fan of the cutscenes.
The Alice in Wonderland stage did that, like the first world you go to, like that does that to you a lot. Like it's a lot of cutscenes.
Well, there's like points in the game, you'll probably know this better than me, haven't played this game in a really long time, where there's like the long musical cutscenes that are like informing you that like something bad is going to happen, or like that not Riku, what's the girl's name?
Sloop Boom.
Kyrie is like already dead,
Kyrie
or maybe
Irving,
already
yeah.
dead. I loved those.
Don't
I loved in the beginning when you were piecing together his weird dreams and you were trying to figure out like where am I? Why is there this weird cocoon in a cave? Like what? Mm-hmm. Those were my favorite. I don't know that I had a favorite world. It's hard to remember too which of the games the worlds were from because I played them both like back to back, one and two.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked the one with. Oh, what is that? The Sleeping Beauty. What's her name?
Belle.
No.
That's Beauty and the Beast.
The monster.
Wait a minute.
The woman.
Sleeping Beauty and the Beast.
Maleficent. Okay, never mind. That's
no. That's the one.
You fight her. Maleficent.
Okay. And I liked that.
Okay, yeah.
With all the thorns.
Like I would know.
Yeah.
You do it. Ira Glass.
That was my favorite. Sorry.
My favorite.
I could use an Ira Glass of water.
Oh, my favorite boss in the game was.
Pumbaa.
I didn't do any of that's a lot of secrets.
Pumbaa.
I wish Pumbaa was a boss in the game. That would be incredible. You have to like fight him in a luau.
Oh yeah, dude.
No, there's
a lot of dancing
secret.
In that game, I guess.
I guess so.
There's a lot of secret bosses in the game because it mixes Disney characters and Final Fantasy characters.
Yeah.
So why mix them?
Because they made
it's
it.
It's a good Square Enix, the people who made Final Fantasy made it.
Yeah.
And it's a good
it was
mix.
With Disney and
Sephiroth.
Square.
Sephiroth, Cloud is a good boss
played
fight.
That always in it. I don't know. It was like a song in the game. I bought it on iTunes. When I was like 12.
My favorite boss in the game was Ursula from Little Mermaid. Just,
really?
I just like
hated
giant
the stage,
boss.
But
yeah,
like,
she's got a body.
She was giant. I just like giant. Like I like the final boss because it's giant bosses and you start off, you lose your partners and... You start off by yourself, but after you beat certain parts of them, you get them back slowly.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a giant boss. You're flying through the air.
Do you have to chop off her tentacles?
Wait, which one was the Hercules? That was two, right?
Oh, no, Hercules.
That's
was
Colosseum.
One? Well, it might be in both of them. But I know Hercules is definitely in one.
I liked that level.
Yeah.
Because you could play a lot in the Colosseum for a long time, and you didn't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, that's where you fight. That's where you fight Cloud. And
eventually
Sephiroth if you go back.
Sephiroth. that whole song is just them saying that over and over again, like strings. So I like will never forget it. Sometimes I'm like waiting for the bus, and I say that to myself.
It's a cool ringtone.
Oh God! If anyone still had a ringtone?
No.
Did either?
Oh.
Did Dane or Sam? Did you either of you ever play the game like more than 2 seconds?
Mm-mm. I played the second one. I got into it. One of my friends, I heard about it when it first came out, and I was like, meh, whatever. And then one of my friends was like, the second one's coming out. It's going to be great. You got to get it. And I was like, all right, I'll check it out. And I did one of those things where I used to be the kid that would finish games in one night, whatever.
Yay.
And
sure, that kid.
And I was like, I'll do it for this
four
game.
Four of us, five of us.
I know. I found that out. Oh boy, did I spend all 24 hours realizing that I only got like halfway through.
Aww. Were you like 3 hours in and you're like, cool, I'm still in the first level.
Pretty much. Like, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
they just
it's
make
a
you
long
do some
ass
stupid
game.
Stuff. They make you like deliver packages and like throw balls in the air and hit them.
Yeah.
What? First, like,
but I'm already doing that.
But the hack and slash part is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Moonlighting as a delivery man.
In the gummy ship, there's a ship that you can fly around in
space.
Oh,
yeah.
And they put emphasis on customizing it. I never customized it.
Why not?
This is where
I wanted to play
take
the
my
game,
stand.
And that's just like a sign. Like, I wanted to play as the dude and smack people. He has a giant sword that looks like a key. And I want to smack people with a key.
See, I'm the absolute opposite. I could care less about smacking a person with a key. I want to customize that ship.
Well, I was just like... It just wasn't a big part of the game. No boss fights in the ship, so I was just like, you basically use the ship to get from one place to another until you get fast.
That
traveling.
Is what a ship is for.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I never wanted to customize mine because I just wanted to get to the next level.
No, wrong. Make it beautiful.
I didn't want to, you know.
The journey is the destination.
It just never needed to do it. Like, and usually with stuff like that, when they have you customize a ship, like you need to do it for certain missions. Like Ratchet and Clank, they have in the series, they have where you get in your ship, you fly around, you shoot stuff. But they have specific missions where you have to get in the ship. You have to do a mission to progress. So upgrading your ship helps you do those missions better. But you could literally like dodge everything and like just go to the next world. Like you didn't.
It's pretty
to.
Easy.
Yeah. Like you didn't need to customize your ship. It didn't help.
Sam, you know what? How about while we're playing this, you just customize the ship.
That's so fun. That sounds great. That
okay,
sounds
I
great.
Saw the I saw so. The game come on and I literally gasped.
That's another thing. It's a very beautiful game.
It's
like
so
even the ending
that's
of this
the thing,
one.
Yeah.
Well, I always thought Donald Duck was hot. So
Donald
Duck titties.
Like the ending is like really like beautiful. Like because he's trying to get his friends back because his friends lost to the darkness. And he's just like, I can't let evil take him. So like, and at the end, like he just like, it's a beautiful.
There's a light that will never go out.
Yes.
I don't know. They say that at some point. Multiple
and Mickey's
times.
The king.
Morrissey shows up.
Morrissey is my favorite Disney character, I think. Take me out.
All right, go customize your ship.
That's like giving a kid a box of crayons. Like, let the adults do the heavy lifting.
Right. I'm helping.
I made the ship. That reminds me of like when you would play wrestling games and you'd have to customize your guy.
I loved that. Was it's the only thing I would do in wrestling games.
I would ruin friendships over that because you would take forever to get like all the best moves, and it was like, dude, we just want to play.
No,
like, my guy's gotta look awesome.
I need a tag.
That's how I felt about Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
I know,
oh yes, so also same.
But it was worth it. I could powerbomb the shit out of people.
There you go. Time, so. That's you know.
That's what you're gonna get.
You want to Twitch stream it while you play it?
So what?
You want to Twitch stream this while you play it?
No.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
Mike is all about the Twitch stream.
Yeah, because it was your Twitch idea to do it, then you guys were like, no, let's film is each other playing the game.
That was our alternative, is because it, we couldn't get it to work.
I don't know.
Or you couldn't get it to work, Mike.
I didn't Twitch
it just video game online gameplay? Game streaming,
yeah. Yeah. A lot of people make money from doing it now.
We did not.
We didn't at all.
We went on Facebook Live, and then I think the sound cut out halfway through. This was for so long.
That was fun.
Dane wrote on there, crushed James in Mario Tennis.
Not only crushed, shut you out.
He said, shut me. And then Basil got out there and went, well yeah. Like, that was a shock.
I tried so many times and just got aced.
I can't wait for people to find out why I'm willing to bet a Nintendo Switch.
It's fucked up. It was fucked up. I couldn't get anything.
I'm going to get somebody who can beat them just so I can get a Nintendo Switch.
Please.
Well, you have to win it with honor and valor.
I don't know the rules. He didn't shake your hand after. He goes in your face like,
I never did that.
I bet he's so rude, he would touch his nose and then high-five you.
I do a nice little snot and then high-five.
Ooh, the old snot and slap. The
Berkman.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, let's be.
So this is a question we ask everybody who comes on the show.
Is there a God?
Who is your favorite comedian out of all of us?
It's me.
No,
crushed it.
Fair.
So we ask everybody on the show, like, is there a video game that like shaped your childhood? And if it is this one, like, how did?
Oh, look at this.
No, this is great because I was thinking about this earlier. I was like, feasibly, the only question I know they're gonna ask me is about something about like what game was your favorite as a child.
Right.
Okay. And it's funny because I feel like I am a successful person because of Animal Crossing.
I know how to manage a household
and like move my furniture and kill cockroaches like because of Animal Crossing.
You know how to kill cockroaches? That's crazy. I know how to kill cockroaches.
Just pull the furniture over them.
You just pull it and then you watch their soul go up into the air.
What are white people doing that I'm not doing?
You take the Animal Crossing and you beat it with the box.
Oh my God.
Right? No. The box of the game.
Have you ever played Animal Crossing, Sam? You're not getting these deep cuts?
Nope.
That's fine. I have played one video game. Donkey Kong Country musical.
Before we move away from Animal Crossing, I just wanted to say there were these little things that you could buy that would like make noise in your household, but you would have to hit them
first.
And so one of my friends would go up and like hump it, and he'd go, and then I would go, ah! It was the best thing ever.
Oh, that's great.
I fucking love
that. My favorite thing about Animal Crossing was that you could write letters to other, like, because basically you were the only person in the game and everyone else was like an animal, but like anthropomorphic, and they would like live in their own homes and like go around town and ask you to do favors for them. But my favorite it's kind of like The Sims it makes fun of itself too.
That's fun.
Which like The Sims
does not. It's awesome.
It's so serious.
Are you serious? Doesn't make fun of Drew Carey is in one of The Sims.
Yes.
What?
Wait, really?
I love that.
Well, yeah, I've made multiple Drew Careys, but I didn't know he was like a selectable player.
I dropped this bomb in our first episode. If you throw a big enough party in the first Sims, Drew Carey will show up, and there's like a message that he's like, he shows up in this limo, and all your guests will run outside in the limo, and then it'll show Drew Carey's face, and it looks actually like Drew Carey, like surprisingly.
What year did the first Sims come out?
2000,
like,
early
2000. At what point was really Jim Carrey was like a big enough?
This was like Who's Line, and yeah, the
That's
Drew Carey
so
show.
Funny.
Oh, you're saying Drew? I thought you were saying Jim. I was very
excited.
I was like, the mask is here.
That would have made more sense if Jim Carrey. This is Drew Carey.
Jim Carrey's still like famous like now.
Now, yeah.
Drew Carey would show up at a Sims party. Hey, are you guys hanging out in there? You want to play some improvisational party games?
You know Bill Murray, like when he's in Chicago watching the Cubs, he'll come to your house for a party.
Yeah.
What if I'm not throwing one? Give me a little kiss.
No, he won't just come to your house. So there's rules to it. You have to put out a sign.
Says Bill, come here.
No, it says General Horatio.
You have to put out some candy.
Can stay here.
Yeah.
It's a sign that says General Horatio can stay here. He comes to your party. You're not allowed to take pictures of him.
That's funny.
And you have to let him crash on your couch.
That's hilarious.
Amazing.
He's friends with my uncle. He was at my great grandmother's funeral. That's what I met him.
What?
Very fucked up. Yeah, I was like so sad, and I was like, "You're Bill Murray."
You're like, oh my, are you gonna bust this ghost?
Horrifying.
It was very strange juxtaposition of feelings.
Yeah.
So super excited. It's Bill Murray.
Well, okay.
He
so
just shows up places.
When I played Animal Crossing, not to go, yes, I would write dirty letters on the letter, like, and I would like real, and by dirty I mean I would be like, I want to kiss your crotch or like whatever, and then send
nice
up. really dirty. But then I didn't realize that other, like, because you can on a memory card you can have like 4 or 5 different people.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that like the other people could get the letters. And my brother would play and would get the letters, and then I would get in trouble.
Yeah.
And it was like a horrifying time.
That's like hilarious.
That's
wait, did your brother tell on you? Was he like,
yeah,
my sister keeps
well, it was just, he was like, what the fuck? Well, he wouldn't say fuck, but he was like 12. But he was like, what are you doing? Like,
just why are you sending me these crashes? Like,
and then he would send letters that were just like, fuck, 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 fuck. Or like cunt. Like, oh, sorry. Can I say that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, cool. I don't know. It would have been funnier if I couldn't. And I just started screaming cunt. They're like, you have to leave. I don't know.
That's great. Yeah, very fast and loose over here. A lot of cunt talk.
if you like Animal Crossing,
Harvest Moon?
Huh?
I thought you were gonna recommend
it. No, okay. So you know about Harvest Moon.
I'm crazy about Harvest Moon. That's the other one that totally changed me as a human.
There's a new game on Steam, it's like a year old now, but it's a good game. It's called Stardew Valley. And it's like
Stardew.
Yeah, I'm gonna remember
Stardew
that.
Valley.
Stardew Valley. I thought you were saying something in French. Stardew Valley.
Well, I look like I know French.
I didn't want to assume.
You should. I know Stardew Valley. It's very close to like a spiritual sequel of sorts to Harvest Moon, and it's a very good game.
Okay, that
like,
sounds
people,
awesome.
Like if people like really love it. Like,
can I borrow your Steam?
To get it?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You just put it on the spot.
Cool.
All right, everyone can use
James's
Steam.
We'll
like put it down
money,
in
right?
the description.
Steam.
Down below.
No, downloading Steam is free.
Speaking of downloading,
but the
really
game.
You're like,
money.
Why do you want to borrow my Steam?
I was like, sure. No, downloading Steam is free.
We got
free.
Porn
the game
in the description down below.
But like, you can like, yeah, you can if after you download Steam, just get the game. The game, and there's a Steam summer sale going on right now.
Ooh.
So if
this
anybody,
is actually just a big plug for Steam, sponsor us.
No,
please.
It'll be over by the time this episode comes out, I think. But like, there's a Steam summer sale going on right now, and certain games have prices off. So if you downloaded Steam right now, like you could get that game for probably the cheapest it's going to be.
How much?
Usually,
I gotta know prices.
Usually it'll run you about $20, I think, but now you could probably get it for like $10.
Okay, I can do that.
I spent $40 on Quiplash, and it's the only game I have on Steam.
So good.
It's so stupid.
So
I bought like 10 games the other day for like $15.
I don't have $15. So I spent all
it's
my money on Quiplash.
I'm just like sitting here listening to you talk about these prices, and I'm thinking about it. And like, how many burritos is that? Like,
yeah.
$40? Yeah. That's like, I don't know, 4.5 burritos.
4.5, yeah. The burritos are pricey.
No. Yeah.
Very expensive food item. I can't have rice or beans or fucking carbs. Going to Chipotle was real hard. No rice.
I went to Big and Littles.
Oh, they
got a kimchi burrito because I got nervous while I was ordering and just picked something.
Oh no. Do you like
I never
kimchi?
Do that.
Yeah, I do, but it wasn't very spicy, so I didn't really
I never do that. I sit and look at people until I figure it out.
I'm the most annoying.
I just don't. Yeah, you are. I don't like to.
You know what's even more annoying than me taking a long time, though? It's me ordering something and then realizing I wanted something and then be like, hey, can I get some? My mom is that kind of person. She's difficult in the drive thru. She's like, hey, can I get a full order of fries? It's not full. I'm like, they're going to put out their balls in our fries. Like, she doesn't. She's like, they bet not. You saying that doesn't stop them from doing it.
No, it does not.
No, that's why they're extra service. I know it doesn't stop anybody.
Oh, also you play as you go sweating soup. Also, you can go to Winnie the Pooh's world and do mini games.
Oh yeah,
this.
That's my favorite one. I guess I lied.
That sounds.
Oh no,
fun.
You know what? That's not my favorite. Don't you get like stuck there? There's like nobody there for a little while.
No, you don't that get stuck there because you can like.
Maybe
you
only
can
get
leave.
Stuck there if you're 10 and you don't know how to play the game.
you can leave anytime, but like yeah, the more you do inside the Peter Pan's world is very good. This game is just a good game. Like
here's my problem with it. Oh, aesthetically,
sure.
I don't like the look of that kid.
Oh yeah,
all of the kids. Like you know why you don't like it? Because all of the kids look like anime,
that
and
is,
you don't like them.
Yeah. 100% correct.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's
very much.
The graphics have aged a little. I gotta be real,
but
because
like,
this was like pure magic to me when I first played it.
But sure. But compared to other, if you look at these cutscenes, and if you look at the graphics in the game compared to other games
from that time,
like from that, yeah, this is aged particularly well. Like, because there are some games where it's just
hate.
No, like if you, I got Grand Theft Auto San Andreas at home, which came out around the same time, and PS2 graphics is like, it's like, oh my god, these niggas' faces, like, they just don't look like faces. They look like Lego men. But this,
they don't even have hands. They're like this.
But this was made in the same period of that, and it looks like
it looks clear and pretty.
Smooth.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Stuff is better now because it has to get better. But like,
well, even I just meant Kingdom Hearts 2. I feel like the graphics still hold up, but like Kingdom Hearts 1 comparatively isn't as pretty.
Yeah,
but
fair enough.
Because all I cared about when I played this game was how pretty it was. Okay. That's all I cared about. I didn't care about the gameplay. I didn't care about the plot. I was just like, it's beautiful.
At the time, it was probably the most like beautiful game that's ever come out. Like at the time. Like, even
I don't
more
know
so
that
than,
Rugrats game was pretty.
I love everything you're saying because like no
Get
one here's gonna
here
refute you,
Rugrats
so you're
game.
Just gonna like keep saying these like grand statements.
Because they didn't play the game, like refute me right now.
Oh, no, I mean they can't. That's why you can say all this grand. No, you're like, this is the most beautiful
Kingdom
game
Hearts
out of
1 is the best game ever to be made. I kind of feel like it.
Dance
like,
oh really?
I kind of like it. It was the first game in a while. So I went through a period. I went through a period where
Dane's Revolution.
Yeah.
Jesus. There we go.
Oh my god,
that was a good.
Dee Dee Arden.
So many good nicknames.
Oh god. So I went through a period where I was just like, all right, I just graduated college. I don't have a job.
All right.
It wasn't recent. So I just graduated college 2012, and I didn't have a job. I didn't have a lot of money, and I was like, "But I want to play video games." And I was like, "I know, I'll buy a bunch of games that I never got to buy when I was younger because they're cheaper now, and they were cheaper back then. They're expensive now because they become collector's items. They were cheaper back then. So I would buy a whole series. I bought the whole Ratchet & Clank series, the whole Jack & Daxter, the whole Sly Cooper. Mm-hmm. Played through all of them. And Kingdom Hearts was like the last one that I played before I switched over to Steam and started doing Steam stuff. And it was just like a breath of fresh air. I was like, wow, this is really good. It was the first game in a while where I played it. And I was like, this is really good. Like, even when I lost, I didn't get frustrated. I just like... try it again. Like even with Sly Cooper or with like Jack and Daxter, I got frustrated. Like, oh, why did they do that? And they're great games, but this game like completely just made me go, games are
beautiful,
good. Like it's just a good game.
Get him out of that water. He's drowning in there.
Oh my god.
And I think action RPG wise, I haven't played a game that's better than this.
Yeah.
Really? I
kind of agree with that. It's got
so
like a
not the regular Final Fantasy games.
It's got a great blend of like
action RPG.
All
right. Well, and I like that it's not too hard.
Yeah.
I like
what
that.
I like.
Sure. Yes. I'm in.
And
I'm
I like that you
the
get.
The final boss is extremely hard. That's.
Okay, sure. I didn't ever make it that far. We keep throwing salt in that wound.
No,
but
it's
I like
recorded.
That you get people that play with you. You get, like, you get Goofy and Donald. And so if you, like, you get people to rely on.
Oh, yeah. Then you go to Peter Pan's world.
It's very wholesome.
You go to Peter Pan's world. Peter Pan fights with you.
Donald, heal me, motherfucker. All right, don't. I'll take my potion. Okay, now you're going to heal me?
And that's the thing. Everybody in this game still acts like Goofy is still a retarded doof. Like he's still that. Kind of Donald is still a jerk, but like they like act like themselves.
They're very
this.
Real to their character, yes. Which is like so amazing. That they were able to do that with all the different.
Like, see, they go to Little Mermaid's world, and Goofy's a turtle, and it's like, what else would he be?
Right.
This looks dope. The
Nightmare Before Christmas is in this.
Right.
I like that.
Oh yeah.
In each world you go to, you can find a Keyblade that corresponds with that world. So the Nightmare Before Christmas, you can find a Halloween one.
You get like a dope ass Keyblade.
Yeah. That is sick.
Do you have a favorite Keyblade?
Oh, I just always use whichever one was the best.
Best
that I
one
went
at
along.
The time.
I like the Keyblade Elves.
I don't even know what that was a reference to. Oh, Keebler out. That was a stretch. That was a stretch. Jeez. Jesus, that hurt.
I know. It hurt me to say. I almost didn't. But my instincts are wrong. Often.
They betrayed you.
My favorite part of the podcast is when Sam says a pun and then goes, already her worst fan.
If you're listening to this podcast ever, that's always me. That's never anyone else's.
Love it.
Good. I have a memory card.
Okay. Look, man, I did that silently so we wouldn't break up the podcast.
That's okay.
You're not
I like
talk
it
out loud.
I like
fair
it this
enough.
Way.
Fair enough.
You want your water?
Oh, give it. Yes.
Yeah. Well, so he didn't want to break up the podcast.
Thank you so much.
No, I don't care about it. I don't care about it.
Just like in
says
video
the
games.
Man screaming.
I don't care about it.
I was sitting silently in
a
corner getting
wrong.
Angry at my
you
computer.
You have to take my place on this podcast. You get it.
Can I have the water?
Yeah. I guess. Take everything else from me. So stupid.
All right, Sam is going to take a leave of absence indefinitely.
And Chels is the new player that's entered the game.
Do you have room for an old player?
Oh no, get out. Go play Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, can we play Luigi's Mansion instead?
Yeah. I had so much fun watching you and helping you play.
So bad.
It's pretty easy game to figure out.
I kept telling Sam, like, you should probably try to, like, suck up the food. The only other thing
that's
in there.
That's normally my first instinct, but.
Hold on, did you guys play it that night?
Yeah, during the all-night
You guys
thing.
Were playing,
You were playing the Soul
new,
Calibur,
okay. Oh, yes. Soul Calibur, and then on the other screen. No, this Nintendo Switch on the big screen.
Okay. Yeah,
weren't we playing Mario Kart? Yeah. I remember, I was fucked up.
I didn't even know you don't act any differently.
He gets really? Quiet. He gets quiet.
That was like
when he's
a
drunk?
Nightmare.
Yes, he doesn't talk when he's drunk.
Cables and nerd sweat. So much. We were there till 4 o'clock in the morning. That game, The Last of Us, is unreal.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Great.
There's so much story. Good.
Very fucked
I
up.
Really love the part where the beginning.
I cried.
So
I,
happy.
I was like so.
Yeah, you left the room for a second, and I was like, "Where did you go?"
I like was sitting there like so tired, and then just like a tear, and I was like, "This is stupid."
I think the funniest part of that was we were supposed to be up all night, and at 4 a.m, Sam was just like, "You guys want to call it, or you can stay here, and I'm gonna go to bed."
Yeah. To me, 4 o'clock in the morning is all night.
Nope.
It was
when
like
the sun
three
comes
by
up.
By the time I got to be done with what I was doing, so I thought that I was gonna come over, but I guess you guys were done.
Asleep.
Sleep.
We did it for a while. We were up for a while.
Like, I think if we would have kept playing games, we would have been energized.
Yeah.
But watching
we stopped
Ed
and watched
played,
The Last of Us.
Yeah, watching kinda, like, Ed was
took everything.
Yeah,
out
we
of
should
me.
Have started with that for sure.
Yeah. Anyways, there's a video game tournament coming out July 25th. Should come out and see it.
What
is
games
that
are we
Tuesday?
Playing, Dan?
We're playing. It is on a Tuesday. GoldenEye, Super Smash Bros,
oh.
Mortal Kombat X, NBA Jam, Tecmo Bowl, Mario Kart 64. Rocket League and No Mercy.
We'll have a bunch of games on the side, free to play, just to like hang out.
We'll have some Madden,
what
we'll
games?
Have some 2K,
oh, a
and
bunch.
On the side.
A bunch.
And I will
anything.
Be taking challengers on Mario Tennis.
I will be redeemed.
I hope somebody wins the Nintendo Switch for me.
Really, the whole scheme of it is I want to play
it's
people
just
in this
power.
Game. I haven't been able to play somebody that's really trying to beat me in a long time. So
I was really trying to beat you, but I was
Sam.
Very bad. But I was trying my best, which is worse. I wish I wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was like, that's more shit talking than anything to say that no one's trying against you.
Yeah.
It, I haven't really played it against anyone.
During this video game tournament, if you want to play Dane in Mario Tennis, if you win, he will buy you a Nintendo Switch.
That is official, and we'll do it.
All right.
I'm very broke, though.
So you're going to have to chase him down for it. That's cool. You have to wait outside and say, hey, yo, DD Arden. Call him DD Arden when you get here, people.
Oh, yeah, that's the password.
That'll get you a discount of you have to still pay $5. But you get one kiss.
I really need to go home and find, like, I bought all three of them. Like, after I got halfway through this one, this Kingdom Hearts, I bought all.
Yeah, because I want to play Kingdom Hearts 2. I'm going home. Oh, so you bring me my Kingdom Hearts 2.
I like to play too.
It was great. I want to play the second one, and I want to play Chain of Memories.
Watching them do like the real gameplay part where you're like beating up stuff, like in like the trailer, it looks amazing.
What,
like,
Kingdom Hearts 3?
Oh my god! Like the Keyblade powers.
No.
Like,
what I mean, what platform is that going to be on?
It's going to be on the PlayStation.
PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Literally, it's just been 2? So long that I thought it was going to be on PlayStation 3 at one point. And it was when the PlayStation 3 was new.
Damn.
I know, that was like a long time ago.
Damn. Let me see if I can find gameplay to show you real quick. Because it looks like the combat looks amazing.
That's my favorite.
There's some buzzing coming from a microphone. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Probably Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, that was terrible.
I can't look at it.
Well, I can't look at you either. That's good. Why I didn't know it was you on your bike.
Everybody look at Dane.
You could try it. I don't know. I think someone rearranged these microphones.
I think. Okay. I can't even think of anything clever
this
to say.
This doesn't make for a good
This is like every day. This
will get cut out.
So
yeah, I hope so.
Wait, let me
this
see.
This is a gameplay.
James, we have to cut to the game because of technical difficulties.
Don't say technical difficulties.
All right, so we're gonna.
Seriously, that's my trigger.
All right, so we're gonna cut to the. We're gonna go to the game. Before we go to the game, is there anything that you would like to plug, like coming up within the next month?
I will be hosting a show called Pops and Giggles at Clark's Diner.
Nice.
On July 8th. Is that too soon?
No.
I'm gonna be hosting that with Keenan Lloyd. Headliner is Sarah Mowry, so that's kind of exciting.
Nice.
Oh, let me think of other stuff. Well, Brandon Kirkman and I are trying to get our podcast up and running. Sam was one of our first guests.
It was the best.
It was so fun. That's so sweet.
It was amazing.
It was a lot of fun. It's called Sell Me a Pup, and it's like one of my favorite things that I've ever done in my whole life.
Sell Me a Pup?
Yeah, so the concept is that I want to bring people on to talk about their favorite pop culture, whether that's like movies or music or whatever, except that like some of the stuff that we talk about is real, but some of it I've completely made up, and comics and improvisers have to just roll with it.
I love it.
And Sam was excellent at it. So we're trying to get that off the ground and up online the first like 10 episodes by the end of July.
They made me review Donkey Kong Country Music Awards.
Oh God!
It was the thing I'm the most proud of.
So funny.
I think I want to cry.
Well, James is worried about his favorite song coming up with him.
No. Okay. So we're gonna come to the gameplay. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to watch the gameplay, we'll put a link in the description to the YouTube.
A link? What about a Zelda?
All right, we got to get out of here.
A link to the past.
Hurry. She gets more puns in.
Follow the link. Thank you guys for listening. This has been New Players Into the Game.
Bye.
We love you guys, and we'll see you later.
Love you. Bye.